listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you terrorism-related news from around the globe, including right here at home, in around 5 minutes or less. These are the headlines that caught our attention for the week of May 9th, 2023. Authorities capture an Atlanta gunman after an hours-long manhunt. A Texas outlet mall shooting leaves 9 dead and 7 injured. Turkey claims an ISIS leader is dead following a military operation, and a bipartisan congressional bill targets terrorist use of cryptocurrency. Let's break down these stories. A former Coast Guardsman reportedly opened fire in a Midtown Atlanta, Georgia medical building on May 3rd, killing a woman and injuring 4 others before police captured him following an 8-hour-long manhunt. Police said Deon Patterson, 24, spent about 2 minutes in the facility before fleeing on foot to a nearby Shell gas station, where he then hijacked a pickup truck. He used a handgun in the attack, which took place around noon. Authorities captured Patterson inside a gated condominium complex in Cobb County, a little more than 10 miles north of the shooting. The suspect and his mother were at the medical center for an appointment when he became agitated and began shooting. Patterson's mother informed the police that her son was seeking a new treatment because he was unsatisfied with the care he was receiving from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. A man opened fire at the Allen Premium Outlets near Dallas, Texas on May 6th, killing 7 individuals and wounding 9 others before a police officer already on site neutralized him. Dash cam video shows the gunman, Mariko Garcia, 33, of Allen, Texas, exiting a gray sedan outside the mall's entrance and immediately shooting at passerbys in the car park. Garcia was reportedly dressed in tactical gear and used an AR-15-style weapon during the attack. The suspect reportedly served in the U.S. Army in 2008. However, the branch discharged him due to mental health concerns. Media outlets are reporting he espoused extremist right-wing ideology and disliked Jewish people and persons of color. Federal officials are reviewing Garcia's alleged social media accounts and interviewing his family to uncover a possible motive. Investigators found 1 handgun on his person and recovered several handguns, long guns, and ammunition inside his vehicle at the scene. First responders transported 9 individuals to area hospitals. 2 victims later died, leaving 3 in critical condition and 4 in stable condition. Turkish intelligence teams are reporting the death of ISIS leader Abu Hussein al-Qureshi following an April 29th military operation in northern Syria. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said al-Qureshi committed suicide with a bomb to avoid capture during a clash between Turkish forces and ISIS militants on a farm in the village of Miska in the Aleppo province. As Turkish agents closed in on al-Qureshi after a 4-hour battle, he detonated his suicide vest. At the time of his reported suicide, the terrorist leader was at a house with an underground bunker in the Jindaris region and did not respond to calls for surrender. ISIS controlled large parts of northern and eastern Syria and northern and western Iraq after breaking away from al-Qaeda more than a decade ago. The terrorist group lost substantial control of both territories after the U.S. and its allied partners inflicted substantial loss, including the deaths of several of its leaders since 2019. Lawmakers introduced companion bills in the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives on April 27th, calling for the creation of an independent working group to address ways in which terrorists and other criminals might use cryptocurrencies and other new financial technologies to illegally finance terrorism. The Bipartisan Financial Technology Protection Act of 2023 would create the Independent Financial Technology Working Group to combat terrorism and illicit financing. Members would research transactions related to terrorism and financial technology, such as cryptocurrency, and offer proposals to improve anti-money laundering and counter-terrorist financing efforts. The 16-member group will feature 1 senior member from 11 federal agencies, including the Department of Treasury, the Department of State, the Department of Justice, and the Department of Homeland Security, as well as the U.S. Secret Service, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, the FBI, the Drug Enforcement Administration, the IRS, the Office of Foreign Assets Control, and the CIA. Five additional members, appointed by Treasury's Undersecretary for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence, will represent analytics firms, financial institutions, and other financial technology companies and research organizations. The group will convene for 4 years and submit annual reports with its findings and recommendations to Congress. The Terrorism at a Glance product is a weekly summary of current events, highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSP or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something, either to local police or to NJOHSP at 866-4-SAFE-NJ or tips at njohsp.gov.